There's really no good way to have, like, when it's a beauty salon kind of thing. First of all, I'd have to ask you, what kind of content are you putting out? Is it like DIY beauty tips? If so, you're naturally just going to attract people from everywhere, right? Like, I'm in Chicago. If I'm looking for beauty tips, I'm not typing in beauty tips Chicago because that doesn't make any sense, right? So I think having a YouTube channel is a good idea. This is Ask Wes, a mini-sode where I take questions from you, my audience, about all things small business websites, digital marketing, email marketing, and everything else that'll help you be found by more people and help you turn those people into paying customers and clients. So listen up here, I guarantee at least one of these answers will help you too. Let's get to the first question. Okay, from Justin Mezitin, we have, I volunteer with an international nonprofit. What's a good way to let people know we have content in multiple languages? Currently, there are languages in the header menu, which makes the header larger. I volunteer with an international nonprofit. What's a good way to let people know we have content in multiple languages? Okay, so I think what you should do. So first of all, like you probably have a main language that you cater to in your home country, right? So what I would do is, I'm not an expert in this. I'll just tell you that right now. I just know what I've seen before. I think there's probably plugins that can detect the country the people are in and basically translate it from there. Otherwise, what I might do is serve it up in the main language. Then if people are coming there and they basically can't read it, what are they going to do? They're going to mouse back up toward the back button. So you can have an exit intent pop up that says, do you want to translate to another language? And then have the button be right there of what language they want it to be in. So that's just off the top of my head. That's probably a good way of handling that. This is from English with Phil. He says, Do you think Instagram is the future in 2021? Sad to see how few views YouTube channels get as opposed to mediocre Instagram pages. Okay, so I would push back on that a little bit, Phil. I would not say that YouTube channels always get less views than Instagram. My Instagram is like 1,500 people at this point. My YouTube is 125,000. So it's all about creating the right content for the right platform. If you're creating Instagram type content for YouTube, that's never going to work, but and vice versa. So I would say it really depends on what is your business more tailored to, what do your customers want to see more of, and what are you more likely to do, right? That's how I would look at that. I would say it's equally easy and equally difficult to grow either one of those platforms in 2021. So don't look at it that way. Think about what's the best platform for your business. English with Phil, I'm assuming maybe you teach people English, right, as a second language. If that's the case, and I think we've spoken before. So if that's the case, if you're teaching people English, I think YouTube is actually I would say that's the more natural fit, right? You're giving free English lessons on YouTube. I guess technically you could do the same thing on Instagram, but people are on Instagram to look at pretty photos that you can maybe hit them up with a quick lesson, but that's not what they're there for. They are going to YouTube to learn English. I guarantee you that. So if you can come up with the right channel, with the right angle, and do your keyword research to really make it easy for people to find you based on what they're looking for, then that's a really, I won't say an easy way to grow a YouTube channel, but it can definitely be done that way. Okay. There are so many ways of growing a YouTube channel. I would definitely look at, there's a channel called Video Creators. I actually went through a program with them that gave me a lot of great insights, how to grow mine back in the day. They can give you a lot of good insight there as well. So, I would start there. But yeah, don't give up YouTube because you think Instagram is easier, because I promise you it's not. Okay. Sorry. So that may sound discouraging, but really I'm trying to encourage you with YouTube. All right. Next we have from Joe Allure. How do you strategize Facebook ads for longer buyer's journeys, like bigger ticket items like real estate or housing? Yeah. So Facebook ads, basically, if it's a higher ticket item, you got to do a bit of a funnel with that. So for real estate, I mean, that's basically you if you're a realtor, right, you want to have some kind of connect type ad, right? It's just designed to connect with them, usually a video where it's, you know, let's say people are, if they're in the market to buy a house, you want to create that video that self-selects people who are actually in the market to buy a house. So these could be people who are also selling a place, right? Those tend to do well on Facebook. Something like, you know, 5 secrets for how to stage your house with what you've already got, something like that. Or if it's for buyers, it might be something like, if you're looking to buy a house in this, you know, fill in the blank of the city right now, here are the top 3 neighborhoods for that are up and coming, or these are your best bets for, you know, getting in on the ground floor of a market, or I don't know. I'm having a hard time coming up with an example, as you can see. But basically, you're trying to come up with a video title that is going to be interesting to your target market. They're going to see you on video. Then you're going to hit up those people who've watched that video with another authority building video, like maybe showing you being interviewed somewhere, or giving a talk somewhere, you know, on a stage, something like that, or maybe even just testimonials from some of your happy clients. Then after that, you'll hit them up with maybe a listing ad. Okay, so they've already seen you in a few places. That tends to work better than just hitting them up right with a listing, right? Because I would imagine getting people in the door for real estate is a little hard, because I think most people know a realtor already. So you have to really overcome that barrier of making them trust you more than the realtor friend they already have. At least that's me. I know like 5 realtors already, and I'm going to have a hard time having to choose one of them when it comes time for me to buy and sell. So yeah, so hopefully that gets you started on the right foot. Okay, this one's from Tiffany Nicole Beauty. What tips do you have for a local beauty salon starting a YouTube to gain local clients? So yeah, that's, YouTube can be a tough one when you're doing local, because there's really no good way to have, like when it's a beauty salon kind of thing, first of all, I'd have to ask you, what kind of content are you putting out? Is it like DIY beauty tips? If so, you're naturally just going to attract people from everywhere, right? Like I'm in Chicago. If I'm looking for beauty tips, I'm not typing in beauty tips Chicago, because that doesn't make any sense, right? So I think having a YouTube channel is a good idea, but I think for you, you have to think about it like you're just going to grow a big audience, and then you can hope to attract the people that are in your area. So that works better if you're in a kind of a bigger market, right? If you're in a little town in, you know, Arkansas somewhere, you can have the biggest audience on YouTube, but if only, you know, a tiny fraction of those people actually live in your town and can use you, that's never going to work all that well. Not to discourage you from starting the YouTube channel, could still be very beneficial, but let's say you lived in Chicago, like I do. I could have all the business I wanted by doing my YouTube channel and then just working with local clients here. Because I probably have a lot of people, a good chunk of my audience probably just happens to be here. So I would say, does it make sense for you and your business to do it that way? Or would something like Instagram be a more natural fit for you? So that's just kind of my 2 cents there. All right, so next is from Brandon Novin. Hey, Brandon, I have a photo booth business. I've been getting so many photo booth businesses lately. It's funny. I guess it's like a new kind of hot trend to start a business. So anyway, I have a photo booth business and starting to get into photography, Would you recommend having two separate websites for SEO purposes or combine the two businesses into one? So, okay, photo booth business over here, wedding photographer, or I assume wedding photography, or you just mean photography, any kind of photography? I would say those are two different businesses. They're related because they're both photos. So let me think about this one for a second. I might, in your case, because they are kind of related, I might give you the pass to have one website here. The caveat being you've got to have separate landing pages for each. And I would also say you probably need to pick a lane for your main business, and that's your homepage. Okay, so what I wouldn't want is to see your homepage talking equally about photo booths and photography services. So, but it sounds like the photo booth thing is the bigger thing, and the photography services is more new. So that would mean okay. Works out better, I think, if you're a photographer and then you have a separate landing page for the photo booth than the other way around. So for that reason, if your photo booth business is the bigger business, I might be put off if I'm trying to hire a photographer. I'm going to come to your site and it's mostly about photo booth stuff. So for that reason, I think I'm going to retract my answer and say you should probably have two. All right. Again, if it was the other way around, I would say the opposite, but yeah, sorry about that. You probably want to do two in that case. That'll do it for this round of Ask Wes. Now be sure to follow me on Instagram at Wes McDowell. And if you want half off your web hosting, just visit wesmcdowell.com/hosting for an exclusive 50% off discount on my hosting plan of choice, Bluehost. Once again, that's wesmcdowell.com/hosting. See you soon.